store insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides in separate groups so you don't get them mixed up. You know, trade names are one thing, but when we get into that chemical name, you've read some of those. You have to have a degree in. But those active ingredients is actually what we go by to know for sure what a product is. The trade name is just what it's sold by, so folks know what to ask for. So segregate those and keep them separate either on pallets or shelves, and keep those containers off the floor with dry material stored above the liquids. So if we did have a leak, we don't want liquid Roundup running down on to powdered stuff that we might be keeping. And check storage requirement at the end of every pesticide label. There is a section of for storage and disposal, and that information is on every label. All labels are laid out the same. The sections on a pesticide label are all in certain order for a reason, so we know we're looking. At the end, you will find that many products need to be stored in a heating building to stay above 32 degrees. So a lot of folks don't know that. If it freezes and cakes up, that active ingredient may not work anymore.